This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. We are broadcasting live from The Gray in Savannah. We're here today and tomorrow. Stopover is not the only thing happening here this weekend. A new exhibit opens tomorrow that's focused on the fight for women's rights. It's called The Personal is Political, and it's a collaboration between ArtRise Savannah and Planned Parenthood. Joining me now is Heather McRae, Exhibitions Director at ArtRise Savannah. Hi, Heather.
Hi, thank you for having us.
It's good to have you. And also with us is the artist, Nikki Johnson, whose work is featured. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
So, Nikki, why this?
Savannah's my first stop on what's turning out to be a tour across the nation.
Was that intentional to make it a tour?
We definitely have been putting energy towards seeing the work that I made travel. It's a piece that is constructed out of the signage from all of the Planned Parenthoods that have been closed under Scott Walker in Wisconsin.
Isn't it easier to make art that doesn't make people angry, half the population angry?
I don't think my desire is to make people angry through my work. It's really more so to get people to have conversations, and sometimes the most important conversations that we can have are ones that are difficult.
And make people feel passionately.
Absolutely.
So Heather, tell me about this collaboration between ArtRise Savannah and Planned Parenthood. How has that collaboration gone?
So actually, Planned Parenthood Southeast approached us, and they wanted to have Nikki Johnson's work, and they actually asked us also to run a juried show. So we had a call for entries.
For those who don't know, explain what a juried show is as opposed to a curated exhibit.
Well, it's both. So what happens is we open up a call for entries. We ask people from across the globe to submit work. And then we have three jurors select the work. We had Amanda York, Brenda Poku, and Jessica Lee Libos select the work. And then we curate the work into the space in conjunction with Nikki's Hills and Valleys.
So why this one? What made this one, from speaking with those who chose it, why did they like this one?
You mean the collection of mm-hmm. works? They all have their own reasons. I mean, it's just about their own interpretation of what it means to have a political stance on feminism and the body and all of the wonderful things that Planned Parenthood Southeast offers as an organization to people. It's more than just, it's about healthcare, it's about all of these things. So they use that to pick the works that were submitted.
So how do you go about turning signs from a closed clinic into mm-hmm. art?
Well, at the beginning when I started collecting the signs, three healthcare centers had been closed, and the aluminum signs were out on a dock and slated for recycling. So I asked if I could take them. I wasn't quite sure what it would turn into, and it ended up being...
You mean you just collected them without knowing what to do with them?
Yeah, usually with my work, I believe in the effective qualities of material, and that I think that there's an inherent psychology embedded in each material. So I saw the signs as really kind of holding a, how would I put this? Kind of like a, they were imbued with something that was extremely powerful in its own right, that as the they were signage for Planned Parenthood, but also that they had been defunded. So I knew that if I were to take them apart and reconstruct them into something else, that that language would be imbued in the work itself. So I ended up cutting up the signs on a metal shear, calling a number of volunteers on Facebook, because I realized I was either going to need a shoulder replacement or or like a team of help in order to punch all of the signs down into circles with a jeweler's punch. So it ended up becoming a community activity, and I witnessed my studio turn into a space of political activism for others.
Why is it a good fit for ArtRise Savannah?
We are a local nonprofit arts organization, and we believe in providing opportunities for local artists. And, you know, Planned Parenthood Southeast provides health opportunities for local community members. So I feel like it's a very good relationship. We're both nonprofits. We both provide a service to the community. And I think that's important to stand behind other nonprofit organizations when maybe in the current climate we need to band together and be protective of one another.
So the title, The Personal is Political, there's been a lot of pushback ever since the election that politics shouldn't be identity politics, that we should leave identity politics behind. And it feels like this exhibit and the title especially are sort of the argument against that. Is that fair?
I think that identity a lot of the time has something to do with how you feel you know, in line with your political beliefs. So I feel like it was a conversation that Nikki and some of the people from Planned Parenthood Southeast and we had about what the call would be about. And it is about identity, it is about politics, and that is, I think those are so deeply intertwined for a lot of people, and I think that's where a lot of the divisiveness is coming from right now. It's hard to separate those things, and I think art gives a platform for that, for people to have a voice.
There were several things that we talked about in kind of framing the call itself. One idea was the theory of the body politic, in that those laws that govern what we can do with our bodies, well, our bodies are what end up birthing our nation. You know, the body itself ends up creating the body of our civilization. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to, you know, we had some conversations around that theory, as well as looking at the historic movements of first and second wave feminism. And the rally cry of the personal political seemed to be the best fit that we could find to frame the exhibition that is opening on Friday.
So, nice plug. what about the pushback that there has been lately on the word feminism itself, which I'm sure that you've heard, people saying find another word because that one seems to make people upset, or I guess it's been said by a number of politicians especially that there's no definition for feminism and it's an offensive term.
I would say it just makes people pay attention, as does activism.
I feel like feminism being an offensive term, it seems hard for me to understand that. I mean, you can recognize that females want equal recognition. We want to be responded to in a fair way. I feel like that's the basis of feminism. I don't think that you can dismantle that and just dismiss it and just say, well, that's not fair. I mean, it's how 50% of the population
51%.
Feel. 51% of the population feel. Yeah.
And I also think that if at this point, if there was a better term, we'd be using it.
Yeah.
So we have about a minute or so left. What is this exhibit for women? Or is it for, you're already shaking your head.
Well, feminism is for everyone.
Yeah, another thing that all of the jurors paid special attention to in selecting the work was that Planned Parenthood Southeast is not just about female care. It is about, you know, STD testing, it's about HIV prevention, it's about just standard health care. There's so much more involved, and it's not just about women, and it's not just about, you know, the standard hot button issues. So that's kind of where, It's for everyone. It's for personal rights, it's for sexual rights, it's for all of that stuff.
Nikki, do you want to add to that in the last 30 seconds we have?
Oh, well, I think she did a wonderful job.
Enough said. Heather McCray is the exhibitions director for Art Rise Savannah. The gallery is hosting a new feminist exhibit. It's called The Personal is Political. It opens to the public tomorrow. And also with us was the artist featured in that exhibit, Nikki Johnson. Nikki and Heather, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you again.